Hey there, welcome to Cocktails and Cliterature, the podcast that's all about bringing the heat. It's time to talk about the smuttiest and spiciest books in town, and trust me, we're not holding back anything. I'm your host, Constance, and together we're diving headfirst into a world of litlicious pleasure where we celebrate the power of our inner goddesses and embrace the magic of our curves. Get ready to slay those pages, ladies, because this ain't your grandma's book club, okay? We've got the inside scoop you don't want to miss. This is girl talk at its finest. So gather your bestie, tune in, and let's go on a wild, sassy, and unapologetic ride together. Welcome everyone to another episode of Cocktails and Cliterature, but we have a special guest today, new host of What the Smut. Gotta love it. We love the smut over here. Matches up great with cliterature. So we got our drinks. We're ready to go. So welcome Courtney from What the Smut.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. I'm always excited to do a collab. I think I might be your first like podcast collab as well.
Yes. Yeah. First time.
It's exciting. We have a book that we are going to be covering, Play Dirty by Laura Lee. And it's going to be a wild ride. So before we get started, we're just going to talk a little bit about each other and get to know, you know, about our podcast and why we got into it in the first place. So Courtney, let us know why you decided to join the world of smut.
I've been a big reader since elementary school. I was always the girl who'd walk down the halls with a book in my nose and a book. So I loved reading. My tastes have definitely changed since then. And I'm a big audiobook person at the moment. At work, I'm in spreadsheets all day, so I get to listen while I work. And I was just like walking down the hall and I was like, man, I need to find some book podcasts. And then I was like, oh, you know what a great name for a book podcast is? What the smut are you talking about? And I was like, I bet there's one out there. So, of course, I go to my desk and I start Googling. And I'm like, how is that not a thing? So I was telling my friend and I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to do it. I have never wanted to do a podcast before, but so it just kind of happened and I'm just kind of going with it.
Awesome. And you just launched.
Yeah. On Tuesday, March 5th, I'll release the first four episodes.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on getting it started. I love the name, What the Smut. It is amazing.
Definitely had to do a little play on words.
Yes. Yes. For us, Cocktails and Cliterature, I knew I wanted to, something similar. I was just like, I never thought about doing a podcast, but I was in a transitional period in my life and trying to figure out what I wanted to do next. And I always loved books. I've always been a reader just like you. And once I went down the rabbit hole of smut and spice, that was it for me. So I just wanted to talk about it and got on Instagram, Bookstagram, and saw there's a whole community of people like me. And I don't know. All of a sudden, I was like, how can I get involved in the book world and talk about it? So thus, a podcast was born. And then as far as our name goes, I was like, oh, literature, cliterature. Oh, that sounds great. And I was like, well, I want to do drinks and, you know, cocktails, cocklit. Yes, love it. Cocktails and cliterature. And so here we both are. And let's get into it. But before we do, we have a drink because we got to get lit while we're recording.
Right.
Yeah.
I got a little in my not so wine glass, a Moscato.
Hey, whatever works. It doesn't matter what you're drinking it in. I have a,
you told me and I already forgot. A mimosa.
Yeah, you were saying Moscato. And then I was like, wait, what? Please? And I haven't even had anything to drink yet. Okay. I'm having a mimosa now because I think I need it.
Mm-hmm.
Tasty. Courtney, I know you love games. So do I. And so I made up this one called What Is Your Kink? I want to learn about you, Courtney, and, you know, give you a little bit of cocktails and cliterature. So what is your guilty pleasure trope when you need a quick release?
Oh man. I would say mine would be more of a micro trope, but I love a good alpha MMC and some gray sweatpants. It just does it for me.
Okay. I could see that. All the junk is just like moving around in there. You get to see
There.
the fold and get to see like the little indents like going towards the happy trope. I see you. Okay. I like
Yeah.
it. I like it. For me, the trope I love is MMF, like all day, every day. That's the one. Yeah. So, okay. Ever read a romance novel solely for the cover art? And if so, what type of cover art?
Oh man, all the time. I know there's that saying like don't judge a book by its cover. But when it comes to a book I'm reading, the cover has to draw me in. If not, I won't read it. Unless like somebody like recommends it. But if I'm like at the bookstore, I'm like, okay, what's a book I want? The cover has to like grab me or it's not happening. I'm big on the cute little illustrations right now. I think those are just adorable. Especially because like I do when I do read a physical book, I'm out in the wild. So I want the discreet version.
No men on the cover without shirts on, none of that
Yes.
action. Okay. Especially if you're with your kids, you know,
Yeah.
mommy, what are you reading?
Yes. Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah. Definitely have to have that discreet. I do have some with the males on the front of it, but I try to keep those at home.
A lot of the books lately I've been reading, they don't always have like the men on the cover. But yeah, if there is one that has some like abs on there that I am feeling, then yeah, I'll take it. I don't got no kids. Okay. I am out there doing the most. And so yeah, I'll take whatever I want outside and just get
Hey, it's a good conversation starter.
really is. I'd be like, don't look at me and be thinking, judging me for having this naughty book, you know? Hey, wanna know about it? All right. I'll tell you what the slut is. All right.
It.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Favorite fictional trope that you secretly wish would happen in real life?
Oh, again, this is more like a micro. I'm very big on my micro tropes. You
Okay,
can't
go ahead.
tell. But those scenes where, he just grabs her, like usually like by the throat, pushes her against the wall. Yeah, I wouldn't mind a little of that.
Yes, I like that. I like that as well. I'm gonna mirror you on that, but I want to be hip doggy, the hand
Okay.
around my neck, yeah, and just work it that way.
Okay. All
Yeah,
right.
a little
I like
spin.
it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a book related question, because there were a lot of different terms thrown around in this book. Which is Play Dirty by Laura Lee. And she had a lot of spice in this book. So I call it Sexy or Not. And I'm going to give you a couple words and you let me know, is it sexy or is it not?
Okay.
Okay. Vagina versus pussy. Which one?
So it like really depends. Like in this book, like pussy, I would say would be sexy because your MMC knew how to dirty talk. But for this specific book, but if it's any other book, if the dirty talk isn't there, then don't use pussy because that just I don't know, that just gives me the ick. But yeah, for sure, it was sexy in this one.
Okay. I prefer pussy as well. When I read vagina a couple places, I was like,
What? Yeah.
vagina. All right. Male flesh versus cock.
Oh, cock, 100% sexy.
Yes,
Like
100%.
male flesh, that just
I
no.
know. I know. I know. Another term that I read in the book, and I was like, I don't know about how I feel about that. But yeah, definitely cock is my favorite. Okay. Jackson Lee Bridger, this is our MMC, is a hard-bodied, steely-eyed ex-SEAL with a dark past who has only one weakness, the beautiful Poppy Porter. He's known her since they were both kids, and he's always done whatever it takes to make sure he protected her, even from herself. And things got intense. A whole lot happened. So he went into the military and just stayed away. But now he's been brought back to their hometown because Poppy is in danger and Jack is done running.
So Jack and Poppy, as our two main characters, we meet them at a very young age, and Poppy's there to kind of like rescue Jack. He has a very like troubled upbringing. She brings him home, gets him fed, gets him clothes, and then her dad like sends him on his way. And then we meet again. They're like high school age, and then jump to where they're adults. And Jack is now a Navy SEAL, and he has a mission that he's assigned to Poppy because she's mixed up, unbeknownst to her, with some bad people, and they need to get to the bottom, and they think Jack is the answer.
Yes, yes, yes. This was my first military romance that I read, and so I thought, why not give it a try? I was surprised, like the way it began, I was drawn in immediately. Yeah, Jack and Poppy definitely got my attention right away.
I was not expecting them to be so connected at a very young age. It immediately takes you to like a save her type of situation. So you could see how protective Jack is of Poppy. And I love a good, you know, possessive alpha MMC. So it was hitting all my boxes because this is not my first military type book. That's actually one of my favorites. I've read several, and so it was good.
I tried to be nice. Look, y'all. Okay, we are giving an honest review. This book started out with a ton of potential. It immediately draws you in with a huge traumatic incident, right? And so when they're adults, it's just like, when they finally connect again, it felt like an insta-love kind of situation, mm-hmm. but it really wasn't because they knew each other, you know, throughout their lives. I don't know. For me, it was just kind of like, whoa, they're like immediately going at it.
Yeah. I think for me, too, there was too much time jumping. Like, I would have rather it just went straight to the adults and then maybe trickled in some backstory. That part was confusing for me because it just kept jumping around. So I didn't like that part of the book. And then they bring in an AI part two. And that was just like, I could have done without that. But it left you on a cliffy with the AI as well. And that part, it was just weird. There was several plot holes in there. Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that.
I did like them. At first, I thought the chemistry was almost forced between them because, you know, Poppy was infatuated with him. So he was kind of like left her alone, didn't speak to her. And it was all of her obsessing over him. But I did like them as individual characters. I thought they were a cute couple.
Yeah, I thought they were a cute couple. Jack, it may be because I listened to the audiobook. The voice from the audiobook gave me a little bit of like a heebie-jeebie. So when he was talking, because a lot of it was in his POV, a lot of the book, I would say more than Poppy's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. And so I heard a lot more of him. And that part kind of gave me pause sometime as far as like, do I like him or is it the voice that I'm not too fond of type of thing? I thought his touch her and you will die aspect of his personality, I did love that because he was a very protective alpha male. And I thought that was really sexy. As far as Poppy goes, I felt like she wasn't as assertive as I would have liked her to be in certain situations. But as far as like a well-rounded character and her staying true to her narrative, I thought that it worked well. And then them together, their chemistry from that first kiss on, I knew that they were gonna like get down and dirty.
Oh yeah. she definitely manifested that.
Yes, it was just like they wasted no time whatsoever. Now, were there any like standout moments or traits that left an impression for you?
Not really. But also keep in mind, I'm also in my dark romance era right now. Mm. So I've been reading some like out there dirty. So this was more like a palate cleanser for me. A little smuttiness, but yeah, this was tame compared to what I've been reading here recently.
Like, we read so much smut. You know, it's really gotta be like, I don't know, dark romance just takes you down a crazy rabbit hole. It really does. Things that are really hot and really sexy in like a traditional way sometimes pale in comparison to reading some of this dark romance where things are just like overly like just crazy and wild and things you would never conceptualize in real life, you know?
Right.
You know, one-on-one action, it's like, it's got to be like super sexy to really get my attention. But there was one moment, actually, there were quite a few because Jack was a pretty good dirty talker.
Yes, he was.
So one of the things he likes is for her to play with her pussy with a toy. And so he says when he sees her the first time, I think when she's all naked, he's like, lie back on your bed, spread them for me. And let me fuck you with your toy. I was like, okay, Jack. Mm-hmm. He wants a show, but he wants to be in charge with that dildo. Okay. I'm not mad at that.
Yes. Yeah, not either. Like, what I was picturing in that, from that scene in, I don't know, have you read Pucking Around?
I started that book. I never finished it. Oh, I DNF'd. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay. It's a lot. I only finished it because I had it on audio. But there was a scene in that with the octopus dildo that fell out of her bag. And I was like, yeah, I was like, man, I wish it was something like crazy like that.
Yeah, I do remember that. It fell out like leaving the airport or something. And mm-hmm. yeah, that was funny. I was trying to picture what that cock looked like. But there are some on Etsy, like some people sell like alien looking or octopus-y, they sell those on Etsy. Someone sent me a link and I was like, wow, people buy these. So it's a thing.
Okay, then.
I will send you a link for that.
I need to go look on Etsy.
That's something for everybody. Okay. You don't know what you're going to get when you go on there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So overall, like, the plot, the twists, the turns, was it an emotional roller coaster for you? Did you feel that it was a well-rounded story, the character arcs? Like, how did you feel about the plot?
There was definitely a lot of holes in the plot. I just wish this book would have took a different turn. It definitely had a lot of potential. But yeah, it didn't deliver up to what my expectations were. But like I said, you know, military romance, that's high up on my list. So I went into this book with very high expectations. So that was kind of disappointing. But overall, it was still a decent book. I enjoyed reading it. I would still recommend it for people that, you know, typically like a little bit of dark. But yeah, I enjoyed it. It was a good read.
There were situations that just didn't seem to flow. The AI did throw me for a huge loop because I was not expecting that. And when you read the book, you will understand what we are talking about. So I'm thinking there's going to be a second book. But overall, I did like it. I did love the dirty talk. Like, one of the reasons I read this book, is because I heard Laura Lee like gets down with the dirty talk and gets down with the smut and the spice. And so she did deliver on that 100%. That she did. So I would give her dirty talk and her smut. I'd give it a 5 because Jack went in on that pussy. He did everything. That guy.
He did the damn thing.
He sure did. He worked that pussy out. And then she was like a virgin, right? I think he said something like, you popped your cherry with your dildo.
Yeah.
That was the first time I heard anything like that. So, if you want like to get wet, if you want some one-handed read action, there are definitely some scenes in this book that will deliver that for you. This book really had like a full blown, like covert operation, you know, within the romance. And I feel like that it was more that type of book than it was a romance. I think the romance felt like it was just an addition to the main plot of the story, which was Jack basically fulfilling this mission that he was sent on and it being something that he needed to do in order to protect Poppy, who was the love of his life. One of the things that got me in this book is that she waited for him. I mean, she's in her 20s. She didn't do anything. And then you hear him talking about, oh, yeah, I've had women. I've been in somewhat of a relationship with women. Thinking he's out here holing around, getting his dick wet. And she's over there pining for him, hoping he comes back to town. I was like,
Yeah. And even like when she was a young girl, you know, because I think it was like he murdered his dad. And it was more like a self-defense type thing. But she was just so distraught, even at a very young age. So you knew, like, from the very beginning that she was all about him. Like, that was, like, the focal point of her life. And every time we had, like, a flashback or going back and forth between the times, she was always focused on him. Like, oh, when is he coming back? Oh, well, he came back twice this year. He's coming back next year, that kind of thing. Then she bought a house right across the street from him.
Yes.
I forgot about that. It just like, bing.
Yeah, right? That struck me as weird too, right? Because he does show back up in town and then she sees him like pulling his driveway and she's watching him out her window in the front door. And I'm like, why did she buy a house right next to him? Especially when he's like in and out. And then when he was visiting, he would drop off little gifts for her parents, but he wouldn't
meet her. Yeah, that blew my mind. It's definitely, for most of the story, it was one-sided on Poppy's part. He had this relationship with her parents, and there was an age difference between them. I want to say it was like at least 4 or 5 years. And so it might have been a respect thing to her parents. You know, I'm going to leave her alone until she's of age. And what kind of like threw me for a loop, too, is, you know, at least one of her brothers, if not two of them, were also in the military. So it's like they knew what was going on with him. So why did they keep her in the dark? Or why didn't they encourage her to move on? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm a baby sister. So I like there could have been more there.
Agreed. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Again, I'm Constance with Cocktails and Literature.
And I'm Courtney with What the Smut Are You Talking About podcast.
Yes. And we had so much fun talking, getting to know each other. Make sure to check out both of our podcasts. They are available on all streaming platforms. And if you have not subscribed, if you have not liked, if you do not rate our show, do so now. So thank you again. All right. Bye.
Hi, thank you.
And that wraps up another episode of Cocktails and Literature, where things got steamy and conversations got spicy. If you enjoyed our wild book reviews, author interviews, and irresistible cocktails and wines we sipped on, make sure to subscribe, download, and rate our podcast wherever you listen. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook at Cocktails and Literature for all the latest updates, behind-the-scenes fun, and more. And if you'd like to support the show, consider becoming a patron on our Patreon page. Your support helps us keep the naughty conversation flowing. Thanks for joining us on this thrilling journey. And hey, if the world asks you why you're blushing, tell them you're listening to Cocktails and Literature, the podcast that brings the heat one smutty chapter at a time.